Welcome to the ASU Museum. We're here today to talk nanoscale science.
Woohoo!
Woohoo?
Woohoo!
Stop it.
Shutting up for science!
Thank you. Again, welcome. My name is Dr. Swanson. I am here to talk about nanoscale science. The nanoscale is how we measure things that are really, really small.
How small?
Let's start thinking smaller than the world around us. So,
Charlie.
What is something small?
A Volkswagen?
That's a car, Charlie. A car's not small, Charlie.
That's not what my dad says. He's a truck man.
Fair enough. But think smaller.
Okay. A bicycle.
Smaller than a bike.
A flea.
Smaller, Charlie.
A grain of sand?
Even smaller.
Smaller than a grain of sand?
Yes.
Oh, I got it. The smallest thing I can think of. We learned about them at school. A one-celled organism called an amoeba. It's so small, you can only see it with a microscope.
Wow, Charlie, that is small. But I'm talking about something even smaller than an amoeba. You see, there aren't cars or people or grains of sand at the nanoscale. Only little pieces of cars or people or sand that are so small, we call them molecules.
My teacher says that a molecule is made up of two or more atoms.
Yes, when we're working on the nanoscale, we can take molecules apart and put them back together.
You're saying scientists can take molecules apart and put them back together to make super small things?
Yes, I am. We use special tools to take apart an ordinary grain of sand and make a special piece of sand.
Special piece of sand custom designed from the atoms up? Nanoscience is so cool! Hey, Professor! Whoa! I think I'm shrinking! That's one giant mouse! I'm getting smaller! Look! And that looks like a flea! I am getting smaller! Look! That's an amoeba! I must be on the nanoscale!
Welcome to the nanoscale.
Who are you?
I'm Mandy Molecule.
What are you?
I'm a molecule. Hey, you're about my size. You must be a molecule too. Put her there.
Why are we shaking?
It's a traditional form of greeting.
No. Why are we shaking this much?
Because that's what atoms do, and we're made up of atoms. We shake, stick, and slide. Come on, Charlie. Slide over here.
Okay.
No, Charlie. This way.
I'm trying. Why can't I slide over there?
It's Brownian motion, Charlie.
I'm a Brownian motion? Sweet.
No. Brownian motion. Named for the scientist Robert Brown, who discovered atoms are always moving. They're hard to control. Whoa, there goes one now. There goes another one. Heads up.
What's happening, Mandy?
My atoms just fly off because they're the same weight as the atoms in the air. Right now, parts of me are floating up your nose. That's how you smell me. I hope I remembered to wear deodorant.
You didn't.
If we collect all the atoms, we can put them back together and make anything we want.
Scientists can do that?
You bet your super small self. They can make a sunscreen that knows how sunny it is. They can make water that cleans itself. They can make bandages that know when you're bleeding. They can make a fabric that knows when it's wet.
Can they make a deodorant that knows how stinky you are?
I like you, kid.
Thank you. What's the matter? Are you stuck?
Don't worry.
Mandy! Where'd you go, Mandy? Don't leave me here in Nanoland! Oh, hiya, Mandy. What's shaking?
I am. I'm always shaking. I'm a mover and a shaker. We nano-sized molecules can't control where we go. It's crazy down here. We're like nano-ninjas. We can slide into anything.
Anything?
We're nano-sized molecules, Charlie. We can slide all over the place, in and out of anything. We might even slide into that butterfly. I'm sliding into the butterfly. Check you later, Charlie.
I have to get back to regular size so I can warn others about these uncontrollable molecules. Professor! Professor!
Charlie, daydreaming?
Oh, Professor, nano-sized molecules might slide into anything. We should all live in bubbles.
Charlie, calm down. Yes, things at the nanoscale behave differently. But scientists are working on how to control where nano-sized molecules can go. Scientists are finding solutions.
Really?
Sure. When you're scared of something, you should learn all about it and protect yourself with knowledge.
Knowledge bubbles!
Yes, there are risks. But without the risks, there are no rewards. rewards. Imagine if Thomas Edison or Alexander Graham Bell never took a risk.
We might never have had the light bulb or the telephone. We'd be sitting in the dark talking to ourselves.
You must use that knowledge. Tell others about nanoscale science. You could even become a nanoscientist.
Can I really?
Sure. We need people like you. People who look at both sides of an issue. Because nanoscale technology is going to change the way we live.
Cool. Hey, everybody. I'm going to be a nanoscientist. Let's start studying how nanoparticles move right now.
Good job, Charlie. Thank you, everyone. And have a great day at the museum.